Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, yesterday, Lee, this was amazing. I want you to understand what happened here. Senate Democrat, they need 60 votes in the Senate to pass this continuing resolution, okay? Senate Democrats yesterday, and you can watch the roll call vote on my X feed, voted to block opening the federal government. This is not us. This is them.
Yeah.
Voting down the Republican proposal that makes zero changes to current spending levels. Okay, to give you an idea, what are we talking about here? The Democrats voted for that current proposal, it's called a CR, 13 times before.
Right.
This would be time number 14. Why did they vote for it 13 times before? It's a Republican proposal. Well, actually, no, it's not. No, it's Nancy Pelosi's and Biden's budget. We don't make our own budgets. We just let the Democrats have theirs. And that is why they voted for it every time. So let me just give you some background here on how crazy this is, right? As most Americans don't understand it. So when Mike the Knife Johnson ran to be speaker in 2023, October of 2023, so 2 years ago, what did he say? He said, and I quote, "I will do appropriations bills." Why do we care about that? Because if you do those 12 bills, and that's how Congress has run since the founding, you do appropriations bills, guess what? You can go in and cut line items out, right? You can cut the Democrats' funding, the Democrats' grift, the Democrats' graft, right? Okay. You could defund their NGOs. You can just save a ton of money, right? Hundreds of billions of dollars we could probably find. Doge pointed it all out. So why don't we cut that? Mike Johnson's refused to even try appropriations bills, but he talks about it a lot. He promised it when he ran. And then every time we pass Biden and Pelosi's budget again, he comes out and says, well, this is just stopgap till I can get the appropriations bills through. In fact, he was telling that same lie last week when he said, well, I just need this CR for 7 more weeks. Don't worry, we'll have appropriations bills. Cool. Where are they, Mike? Where are they in committee? Oh, they're not. Oh, well, that's weird because it takes like 6 to 8 months to mark up appropriations bills. You're going to do it in 7 weeks? You haven't even started? He's not. He's just going to take a big fat vacation and say we're up against the deadline past Nancy Pelosi's budget again. This is the game, okay? This is the outlines of it. So, Democrats know damn well, Lee, what this budget is. It's theirs. It's Pelosi's. It's a continuation of Pelosi's and Biden's, delivered for them by the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate, all bow-tied, which is why they voted for it 13 times before this. I would have if I were them. Laughing at us, by the way, behind closed doors, because they're at an all-time low in polling for the last 30 years, and we're still passing their budget, not ours. Unbelievable, but whatever. So this is where we were yesterday. So Democrats rightly think, and I don't blame them for thinking this. I would if I were them. You know what? They've passed our budget 13 times. Maybe we can wring $1.5 trillion out of these morons. Maybe we can reverse the big, beautiful bill provision that takes away the illegal immigrants' Medicaid. Not a bad bit. Republicans, again, cave to them 13 times, which is why, if you remember, when Mike Johnson's speakership was threatened, of course, he's the Republican leader in the House, what did Democrats do? They came together and saved him, outvoted us. Their votes and then some rhinos kept him in place. So this is the background here, okay? This is the level of absurdity when you see Democrats on television like, oh, this is terrible. We have to stop this. Stop what? You voted for it 13 times. Why didn't you want to stop it then? But they're trying to get illegal immigrants this health insurance because they're afraid they'll leave if they don't have it. And when Trump, they see Trump, everything you're seeing on your TV right now, the violence, the, you know, Portland, ICE, the assassination attempt by the cartel leader there in Chicago of ICE agency now feels comfortable doing that. All of this you're seeing because they are in a panic. Trump deported 2 million of them in 250 days. They didn't think that'd be possible. I think they're going to lose their voters. So they got to do something. It's what they're doing. Okay, so yesterday, Democrats, not us, blocked the opening of the federal government by voting down Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's budget, which we now call the Republican proposal. But it's identical, word for word. It's a continuing resolution. No appropriations bills. So they still think they can get the health care for illegals back. Isn't that incredible?
And blame Trump for not.
Yeah, know. And look, they recognize if Trump puts his signature this, it's going to fracture his relationship with his base. They know that. And they get to keep the illegals and say, hey, listen, stay. We got you the health insurance. We're going to protect you. Just got to hold on until Trump's gone. They need a way to stop those planes out of the country. And that's what's at stake here. But you know what's funny about this, Lee? This is a laugh out loud funny when I found this. Here's Democrat leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, and he's lying. And he's saying, I don't know, illegals don't get Medicaid.
Now, federal law clearly prohibits the expenditure of taxpayer dollars to provide health care to undocumented immigrants, period, full stop. And no Democrat on Capitol Hill is trying to change that law.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Okay, so back in May of this year, before Newsweek, a liberal publication knew that it was necessary to lie about illegals having Medicaid, because we didn't know then they'd need to lie, right? Headline. You can see this on my X feed. Map shows 14 states offering health coverage to undocumented migrants. Oh. Well, what do they all have in common, Lee? Can you guess what these states have in common?
I guess they're getting federal tax dollars to do that.
Yes, that. Yes, they all. They all are. And another thing they have in common?
Well, the Democrat-led
states. Yes! Democrat-led states. It says, and I screenshotted it, that these Democrat-led states have signed all these illegals up, the 1.4 million illegal immigrant families, on Medicaid, but that Trump's big, beautiful bill will seek to punish the 14 states that, oh, stay with me, currently offer health coverage to people in the U.S. regardless of immigration status.
See, that's the way they're twisting this. They're making it sound like, oh, the federal government's not paying for insurance for these illegals. Oh, yes, they are, because the federal government tax dollars are being applied by the states, which are actually doing their bidding.
Exactly. And it talks about the 14 states would see their federal Medicaid matching rate cut. In other words, the federal government, just as Republicans have said, will not reimburse them anymore to keep the illegals onto Medicaid. And that was the loophole that the big, beautiful bill had to close. So this is a whole lot of pretend here. And when they say, well, the federal government is to pay, well, no, not directly. Indirectly. So let's read from the article. Part of a liberal publication, Newsweek, from May, before they knew they had to lie about illegals getting Medicaid. And they admitted illegals are getting Medicaid. Part of President Donald Trump's budget legislation, the big, beautiful bill, will punish the 14 states currently offering health coverage to people in the U.S. regardless of immigration status, including, say it with me, undocumented migrants. Mm-hmm. Now, they now say this is a Republican lie. But they should have gone back and scrubbed the internet better. The 14 states, most of which are, they're all Democrat-led, would see the federal Medicaid matching rate for the Affordable Care Act in their states cut.
And see, that's where the Democrats lie about it, saying, oh, Republicans want to cut your health benefits.
Yes.
No, not your health benefits if you're here in the country legally and are legally allowed to have those health care benefits.
So I'm holding this up on my video right now so you could find it. Map shows 14 states offering health coverage to undocumented migrants, and that is Newsweek. And you could find the all of that on my X feed, too, if you want to show your liberal friends and help them to overcome their delusion.
Right.
We just want to help here.
It's just a public service that you're doing here.
Right,
appreciate that.
I just want to help.
Yes.
That's all.
Exactly.
So— All right. I just thought I'd clarify that, because I mean, when somebody sent that to me and I was like, no way. They should have scrubbed that from their site, because everybody's telling a new lie now.
Well, why should they, Tara? I mean, you think about it. So many of the things that Democrats say they're for and propose and you know, brag about are things that have been disproven so many times. And the evidence is out there. And they don't have to worry about it because they've still got mainstream media that'll lie for them. They've got Democrats on the leadership on the Hill that'll lie about it. So, and then, of course, they've got their social media minions as well who will continue to lie about it. So why should they worry if what they say isn't true?
Got me. It's just so easy to disprove these lies.
Right.
And so the bottom line there to wrap this segment is yesterday they shut down the government over it.
Continued the government shutdown.
Yeah, continued the government shutdown. So they still believe, and I understand why, because of previous Republican weakness and the fact that, I mean, the very budget we're passing is Pelosi and Biden's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why not try?
Yeah.
They're trying. You got to admire them in a way. I mean, they are at the least popular, again, they've been in 30 years and still they fight.
No, that's what I always say about Democrats. The one thing I admire about Democrats is they will use every possible weapon at their disposal to accomplish their agenda.
Meanwhile, we're winning on almost every issue across the board, and Republicans are still passing their budget. I mean, it's mind-numbing. It's jaw-dropping. But at least we ended some of it in the big, beautiful bill, and they're trying to get it back, and I don't blame them. Republicans have never said no before. They want to see if Republicans will actually do it. Say no. You can't have $200 billion for your legal immigrant friends to get free health care. No, sorry.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ice-free zones declared by the mayor of Chicago, knowing full well a cartel member he's in custody now, head of the Latin Kings in Chicago. I don't even know what the guy was doing. He's a legal immigrant. I don't even know what he was doing on the streets, but, you know, Democrats. So put a hit on a Border Patrol agent. $10,000. Brennan Johnson sides with the cartels. I told you they had merged with the Democrat Party. You're seeing proof of it. Folks, and it's so much worse than we thought. You got to read this indictment of this guy who put the $10,000 hit on the Border Patrol agent. He's a commander. And the reason he's doing it is because they've picked up over 1,000 of them. I mean, this is devastating for the cartels. So he puts the hit on him, but what's even more terrifying, if you read the indictment, when those agents got boxed in Chicago, you know, they got rammed by the 10 cars, and then they call Chicago PD, nobody comes, then they send more ICE agents as backup, and then that car gets rammed and surrounded as well. Do you know what was going on at the time? That Latin Kings gangster ordered his street troops to take up arms to get their guns and secure the area. They were heading in. They were heading into the scene of the shooting as the police, the Chicago PD, fled. You know what we need? We need to do three things. Because it's getting homicidal out there with these Democrats. Because I'm telling you, that right there, there's a connection between the Chicago PD and that cartel. We need three things. Number one, we still don't know who gave the order for the Chicago PD not to respond. We do know that the patrol officer on duty, the head patrol officer, did give the order. We know that, but who gave him the order? The head of Chicago PD says he didn't do it. The chief, he's actually a superintendent. So who did it? Was it Brandon Johnson? We, you know what? You talk about spying on phones. We need to get a warrant the right way, not the way Democrats do it. They just spy on you in violation of the laws. We're seeing in Arctic Frost. No, we need a warrant for Brandon Johnson's phone. Everybody in that chain of command, who's talking to Latin Kings? Because they were descending on that scene to open fire on those border agents. He had already ordered it. I got another question. Guy's name's Martinez. So's, that's also the, and I know it's a common Hispanic name, but that's also the last name of the woman who doxed them, led the call for them to be surrounded and rammed, and then had the gun, pulled it. She didn't fire. They were able to shoot her, thankfully. Her name's Martinez, too. Is there a connection between her and the guy who put the hit out on the ICE agent? The fact that these people were Hispanic, I'm wondering, is she an illegal immigrant, too? Who coordinated the surrounding and the ramming of those officers? Was that a Latin Kings hit? That's what they're saying in the indictment, that it looks like this wasn't just some random liberal thugs. This was a Latin Kings hit. He ordered them, go in, secure this area. This is King's territory. We're not tolerating ICE. That's what you do if you know the Chicago PD and Brandon Johnson has your back. It's in the indictment's 8 pages. We need to figure out, is the Chicago PD, is the Democrat leadership communicating with the Latin Kings? Did they call in a hit? Or at a minimum, did they pull back? You know, Butler rally style. Oh, is there an assassin headed that way? Yeah, we'll head the other way. Good luck, Mr. Trump. Hope you can dodge a bullet. So after seeing the hit $10,000 contract put out on that Border Patrol officer, Brandon Johnson, who is homicidal, he's also unfortunately the mayor of Chicago, does this. This is crazy.
Yet the clash between state and local officials and the Trump administration over immigration enforcement is escalating. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is now establishing ICE-free zones. The executive order bars federal immigration agents from using any city-owned property in their ongoing operations in the city.
We cannot allow them to rampage throughout our city with no checks or balances. Nobody is above the law. If we break the law, you should be held accountable. If Congress will not check this administration, then Chicago will. Because if we allow this to continue to be unchecked, by the time we realize what's happening, it'll be too late.
Okay, I watched the entire press conference when I was on the treadmill yesterday. So I wanted to know what he's talking about. Trump's breaking the law. He's breaking the law. What law? There's a whole press conference doesn't say. What law, dude? What law is he breaking? He's not. There's no law he's breaking. Now, notice what Brandon Johnson just did there. He established ICE-free zones. What is he doing? He knows the Latin Kings is still out there. They've still got the assassination order. Doesn't matter if their leader is in the clink. Doesn't matter if the feds have picked him up. That doesn't matter one iota. They order hits from jail all the time. He just created safe zones for the Latin Kings to operate in after they attempted to murder a Border Patrol agent. Think about that. That is crazy. That's crazy. And of course they can't say what law Trump is violating, because you know what? He's not. And you know what's crazy about this, folks? What he said, they're all breaking the law. We got to stop this. And Democrats say, this is un-American. We're living in a dictatorship. We've never seen this before. You've never seen border enforcement before? Folks, there have been border agents in our cities since before I was born. This idea that Trump shouldn't send ICE. What are you talking about? They have a building. That's what's being surrounded. They send ICE. They work there. They live there. In the building. The building. They work out of the building. Folks, my first job was for a company named Shelco. I just got the job through a employment service. Big construction company. I said this yesterday. And I worked in the trail as a secretary. No big deal. There were some illegal immigrants then, still mostly Americans. Their jobs hadn't been stolen yet, but some on the site were illegal. You could tell who was illegal because the INS would show up. Today they're called ICE, but it's the same people. I mean, they just changed the name. And they'd go running, and it was a problem for us because they would go running across the highway. They'd get hit by cars. They were actually afraid of the INS then. Wait. So you're telling me that the immigration agents being in your city is not a new thing? No. Immigration law has not changed in hundreds of years, folks. Been updated by Congress. This idea, Trump's sending ICE. No, he's not sending ICE. No, they're attacking the building. There's nothing new here. Other than that Democrat Marxists have decided to merge with the Latin King cartel. As I told you they would. I said, it's going to be Mexico. Where every political election is assassination season. Over 130 assassination attempts in the last election cycle last year in Mexico. 60 dead. You're not on the cartel payroll, they kill you. Police chiefs, you're not on their payroll, they kill you. Brandon Johnson just pulled ICE back right after we had a cartel member not only try to kill and put a hit, and it's still out, by the way, that hit's still out, don't kid yourself, on that ICE officer. Pull back? They want him dead. How much more obvious could this be? How would you take it if you were a cartel hitman? Again, after the shooting, the Chicago PD pulls back, can't respond, and he orders his cartel members with their guns, Latin Kings, in to take back the territory. You tell me what that was. That's straight out of Mexico. Folks, we don't curb this. We're going to have bodies, headless bodies, hanging off bridges and police refusing to investigate, just like in Mexico, except it's going to be Portland and Chicago. This is a war. We got to win it, no matter what they say and how they lie and what judges get in our way. Boy, I've got a mouthful for this judge. Oh, my gosh, what she's doing is terrible. Holding back the guard after this? Texter writes, Tara, the only way to solve this is on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Tara, the only way to solve this is to pull all federal officials and monies out of these areas and let them live in it. Warn the people of the action and let them get out. No, we can't do that. I'll tell you why we can't do that. I've warned for a long time, we are going to see Mexico's assassination culture come here. They kill any political candidate who is not on their payroll and any police chief or police officer who's not on their payroll. That's what they do. This Latin Kings member who put the hit out on the Border Patrol agent is from Mexico. He knows how, this is what he's doing. It will spill out if we let it go. They're going to get in their car, Latin Kings from Chicago, where they've effectively merged with the Democrat Party, and go drive to the next city and the next and the next, and they're going to kill politicians on our side. They will spill out. They will use it as a base of operation. You cannot say, hey, they're Democrats, let them live in it. No, they'll just use it as a sanctuary, a safe zone. That is what Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, is creating when he says ICE-free zones after we catch the cartel member putting the $10,000 hit out. In other words, he's saying, okay, I'm going to give you cartel guys safe zones. We like the idea of killing ICE agents. We're down with that. And everything's fine. Okay, we're going to come back to this in the next hour. I want to hit this really quickly. What's going on with Arctic Frost? As we learn that Jack Smith illegally surveilled with no predicate, what does that mean? Folks, there's this thing called a Bill of Rights, and there's the Fourth Amendment. You can't just surveil people. You have to go get a warrant. We're talking about a deep state so emboldened it thinks it can illegally spy on sitting senators. Folks, these flashing warning signs with this. Here's Senator Bill Hagerty, one of the Republican senators. There weren't any Democrats who was spied on his phone calls and his movements by Arctic Frost.
This is an extraordinary revelation that just took place this afternoon. My colleagues and I found out, all of us Republicans, by the way, that we were placed under investigation by this FBI, under the Joe Biden FBI that was led, I presume, by Jack Smith and his predecessors. This isn't the first time that it's happened, though. Senator Johnson just mentioned this. I served on the Trump transition team in Trump Tower in 2016. Senator Blackburn was vice chair of the transition committee then, as were probably a dozen or more members of Congress. To think that we were surveilled by the Obama FBI. This corruption runs deep. And it's gone on for far too long. And the fact that it's happened here again, the fact that they are looking at our records in 2023, sitting members of the United States Senate.
I know.
The only thing that we have in common, the only thing in common in this entire list is that we're all Republicans.
Yep. Yeah.
They've decided to come after us. This is as partisan as it gets. The FBI and the corruption that's running there has to be cleared out. Thank God we have Kash Patel and Dan Bongino there This has to be addressed. It has to be resolved. It needs to happen today.
Senator Charles Grassley, who found out about all of this through whistleblowers, I'm going to get to that in a minute, said that he was spied on as well. This has got to stop. Democrats have to stop this. We have to get control of the deep state.
People involved in this dirty work, some have already lost their jobs, and I'll bet other people will as well. Because if heads don't roll in this town, nothing changes.
Okay. If we were smart, if we were smart like the Democrats, this is your predicate. You clean the heck out of that FBI. And I'm talking, you go through and you take out everything from middle management on up. Gone. All of it. Wipe it out. Start now and don't stop. No matter how much they scream. This is our chance. We grab this. Did you notice something about the press conference yesterday? I don't know if you saw it. As this horror of Arctic frost is unveiled. GOP leadership wasn't there. If we did this to the Democrats, if Trump spied without a warrant on 8 Democrats in the Senate. Okay, first of all, they'd be calling it for his impeachment, rightly, by the way, because that would be illegal. First of all, do you think Chuck Schumer would be there? Do you think the Democrat leadership would be there standing with him? Where was Thune? Where's Mike Johnson? See, if it was the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries would be there, Schumer would be there. They'd all be there. It'd be a wall of them. Instead, there were only 8 standing by themselves. Now, in his defense, John Thune, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, or that's what the title on his door says. Anyway, he did put out a strongly worded tweet, but could not be bothered to show up for the press conference. And believe me, that was noted by the deep state. But see, there's something you need to understand here about this. It's critical. And it's what I've been saying. We have not taken control of the deep state. I guarantee you they're still spying on all these people as well as Donald Trump. Illegally, by the way. Because listen to this telling comment. How did we find out about Arctic Frost and Jack Smith breaking the law to surveil these Republicans, who I think he intended to frame in a show trial just as they were doing to Donald Trump at the time? How did we find out? Oh, because we're in charge of the FBI now? No. They couldn't get the documents. Cash Patel couldn't, and neither could Dan Bongino. Nope. They had to rely on a whistleblower who very kindly divulged the info. Why? We're not in control. Here's Ron Johnson explaining that terrifying fact. He's one of the 8 Republican senators who was spied on illegally.
I want to thank Senator Grassley. It is because of his relentless advocacy for whistleblowers that a lot of this information is surfacing right now. We wouldn't know about the list of 100 Republican entities that were targeted by Jack Smith's Arctic Frost investigation. I don't think we'd know about this as well. So we need whistleblowers. I think Dan Bongino and other folks in the FBI, they don't know where all the records are hidden. They still don't. They're not necessarily getting 100% cooperation. But this is outrageous what has happened. I just want to...
I could do a whole show on that. They're not in charge. So how do we know about Arctic Frost? Folks, these Democrats that were going after Charlie Kirk, 92 entities, and these 8 senators, how do we know this? Not from Cash Patel, not from Dan Bongino. A whistleblower who went to Grassley. We're not in control of the FBI, folks. And that is terrifying. We're not in control of the FBI, folks. There's only one way to get it, and it's got to happen soon. We're going to have to go through and cut out at least half the people who work there. Honestly, I'd really like to fire every single one, except maybe those who were hired after Trump took office. Wipe it out. This is our chance, folks. Grassley's right. This won't change. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, if Cash Patel, head of the FBI, is being honest on not being able to find all the files on Arctic Frost and more, then fire everyone that would have been involved. Cash could find that out. Internal investigations, I'm not sure on Cash's veracity yet. See, that's the problem. This Arctic Frost disclosure that the FBI illegally spied on these senators with no warrant? Nothing? Dan Bongino and Cash Patel couldn't even get it because they don't control the FBI. Democrats still in control. Like they're still in control of the budget. Grassley, Senator Grassley had to find out he himself was spied upon from a whistleblower, not the heads of the FBI. That's a crisis. And you're right. If they tried to get this information, I guarantee you Pat Grassley went to them before he did this announcement. Who denied them the info? Fire them. Wipe out their whole division. Take out everyone in leadership if you have to. Folks, why aren't these people being fired? Texter writes, another person saying anyone not cooperating should be fired or at least put on leave. I know. Texter writes here, it seems like Schumer is the Senate majority leader now, no matter who the majority is. Folks, it said everything yesterday that the Republican leadership did not stand with those eight senators that were illegally spied upon by the FBI. It said everything. Democrats knew what it said. I knew what it said when I saw it. Republican leadership's not backing them. Or not. They're either afraid of the deep state or they know that Trump, Patel, and Bongino do not effectively have control of the FBI. I expected that. I'm not faulting them. I knew this would be hard. But you don't have control enough to get basic documents on huge investigations like Arctic Frost. That's a crisis. You fire everybody involved. You go right through them. Give me the documents. No, you're fired. Bye. Next. Right through them. Give me the documents. No, you're fired. Next. Line them up at the door. Go right through the leadership. That's what this shows, and that's what makes this terrifying. It's not that they did it. It's that, and folks, you know why I think Thune wasn't there? I mean, I don't know what goes through his mind. Thune is the Republicans' leadership in the leadership of the Senate. There was no Senate leadership there. It was just the Republicans who were spied on, Marsha Blackburn, all of them. I think the Republican leadership's still afraid of the FBI. I think they should be. We're not in charge of it. All we got is a tweet from Thune. Yeah, this is bad. Can you imagine what the Democrats would have been out there, again, rightly demanding if Trump had done this to eight of them illegally, because this is illegal. Oh, they would have been demanding his impeachment, and they wouldn't be wrong. They wouldn't be wrong. Instead, look at that. I retweeted the press conference. It's eight senators, just the victims standing alone. No leadership. Democrats know what that means. So do the thugs that are still apparently embedded inside the FBI who just think they could just break the law. They spy on sitting senators.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.